Hey, this is Al Petrari from the Trans-Siberian Orchestra, and you're with my buddy John over at Iron City Rocks. See you guys soon.
Hi, this is Joe Satriani, and you're listening to Iron City Rocks.
Hey, everybody, this is Joel Hoekstra of Whitesnake and Trans-Siberian Orchestra, and you're listening to Iron City Rocks.
Episode 564 of the Iron City Rocks podcast. I'm your host, John, coming to you from the Iron City of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, bringing you the best rock, hard rock, heavy metal, and blues talk on it. Episode 562 is sort of a part two, if you will, of episode 562, which we brought you just a few weeks ago, which featured Mr. Jeff Plate. This episode 564 brings Mr. Joel Hoekstra, both members of the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Jeff obviously was there from the beginning, had recorded all of the albums with the band, was there when it was a very unknown commodity, and we talk about that in great detail in that episode, so I invite you to check back if you did not listen to episode 562. 564, we talk, as we do almost annually, to Mr. Joel Hoekstra. Joel, as many of you know, was guitarist of Whitesnake, has done time in Night Ranger, was on Broadway with Rock of Ages, has performed with Cher, has been in many, many just amazing gigs, but certainly not through a lack of work. He did not fall into these gigs. And actually, in kind of an interesting twist to this interview, we talk a little bit about the decision he had to make to kind of leave Night Ranger to go to TSO. And what that decision entailed and the amount of work that goes into the show. So kind of an enjoyable chat. We've talked to Joel many, many times. He's been in the TSO for well over a decade. So he is no strangers to the rigor of the tour. We talk about the return of the signing line, which for the artists is, I think, really enjoyable. You can kind of hear him talk with a kind of genuine affection getting to meet all of you after the show. So without further ado, we're going to play you a little TSO to get you in the mood, and we're going to talk to Mr. Joel Hoekstra.
We'll be right back.
My pleasure to welcome back to Iron City Rocks, Mr. Joel Hoekstra. How are you doing today, Joel?
Hey, great, man. Thanks for having me back on.
So it's been, I want to say, I don't know if this is a quiet year for you, but I think last year we talked, and then like a week later you showed up on Dancing with the Stars, and then you showed up with Cher at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So you ended 2024 with a bang, a little bit quieter in 2025 leading up to this. But you got a chance to sit in with Michael Schenker. Can you describe from a fan perspective what that was like?
Yeah, sure. Well, in all fairness, I did the SNL 50 with Cher this year. SNL 50 homecoming concert. So I started out, and then on the Monsters of Rock cruise, like you mentioned. So I was a guest on Michael Schenker's new album called My Years with UFO. And I got a guest solo on one of the tracks, invited to do that. And then we're both going to be on the Monsters of Rock cruise. So I got the invite to hop up and play the song with him, play the solo that I played off the record. And then we just did that again. He just came to New York City to play and went down and sat in with him again. So that's obviously super cool for a guy like me. Michael is, a legend and, a point in time in my life where he was the dude, and it's awesome. I mean, I'm glad to get to know him a little bit, and just to hang with greatness, man.
Yeah, it is, and it's fun to meet the personalities behind some of the aura.
Yeah.
He's one of those guys in music that I think has a I don't want to say an unfair reputation, but I remember speaking to him, and he was lovely. There's so much just that he's added to the type of music we listen to that you can't overstate it. But you are going to be heading out on the road for what has become the bulk of your fall and winter for a number of years with the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. You guys are going to be rolling the tanks out to do the Ghost of Christmas Eve. Can you talk a little bit about specifically the inclusion this year of some of Beethoven's Last Night? Was that kind of neat to go back and get some, I would say fresh material, but different material?
Yeah, I mean, it's an interesting year material-wise, because the front half story is the Ghost of Christmas Eve, and that's like a greatest hits, mm-hmm. right? So that's going to mm-hmm. be like, if you're new to TSO, it's perfect because you're going to hear a lot of the greatest hits. And then the back half is probably going to be the one where all the diehards are like, awesome, because there's going to be some songs that we haven't played in over a decade. Stuff that hasn't been done in a long time. It's the 25th anniversary of Beethoven's Last Night. So, yeah, people safely can assume some material from that. And the signing line is back. That's another big deal this year. That's something that, the COVID years kind of shelved for a while, sadly. That's something that I think has been really important to TSO, is just that we've always maintained a good relationship with the fan base. Like, we're to the point where they feel like friends. Like, you know them, you're on a first name basis with a lot of them. And I think that's different for an arena act. I mean, that's just that Amen. Doesn't occur, So it's going to be nice to have that opportunity to get back up there and see everybody again. After this happens after every evening show for those people that haven't seen TSO, and it's free. So it's not like, paying whatever five figures to go meet your favorite band and meet them for 3 seconds. It's cool. It's a nice opportunity to come through, get anything you want signed by us and say hello, maybe snap a quick picture or whatever. But glad that's back as well. And the production thing, as the Paul O'Neill philosophy, bigger and better. People can definitely expect that. And this is like something that I'm just incredibly blessed to have gone on, like this type of longevity. I've been doing this since 2010. So to be in 2025 talking about going into tour with this, now you're starting to talk about the single best decision I made in my music career, basically,
Yeah. Was it much of a decision at the time? I mean, they had
it
come
was.
Off.
It I, was, I, yeah, it was weird, man, because like I was in Night Ranger and I'd gotten Rock of Ages on Broadway. So I was really busy. I mean, I was gigging with Night Ranger on the weekends mainly, and some touring runs, but playing 8 shows a week on Broadway. And it was like, and I went and auditioned for TSO going, of course you do it and we'll see what happens. But then when I was actually offered it, I thought, man, this is going to be weird because I got to go to Night Ranger and say, I can't play with you guys during November and December. So does that get you fired from the band? You know what I mean? Yeah. I was still fairly new to Night Ranger. I'd been with them at that point in time for 2 years. So that's the kind of thing that can cost you your job there. So it was like, man, is this the thing that makes everything fall apart? Like, you know, it was easy to be at Rock of Ages and sub out on weekends. But I was starting to talk about like, hey, man, every time I go to do this now, I'm going to have to sub out for like 2 months straight there. So I was just kind of worried. But the Night Ranger guys, to their credit, were very cool. And basically, for the most part, used Carrie Kelly to fill in, who's, plays with them now. So it ended up proving to be kind of like a, you know, good little training ground for him to do that those 2 months of the year while I did TSO and eventually take over. Once I went to Whitesnake. Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting to hear you talk about this because, you know, for guys who sitting in their basement playing the guitar or kids grew up that, you know, wanting to do what you do, you know, you would think these would be really easy decisions. But when you think about it in terms of, you know, this is your livelihood, this is, you know, how you pay to eat and have a roof over your head. You know, the wrong decision, you know, you join the wrong band and things don't go well, or Paul's vision maybe didn't resonate with people, which is
well, the,
hard
the
to
other,
imagine.
The other,
you know,
the other thing people
but
need, the other really important factor in that is that at that point in time, it's pretty much like you're looking at Alex Skolnick taking a year off. So let's say you make that decision and you're like, yes, and the Night Ranger gets upset and they fire you or something and you lose that. And then the next year, Alex Skolnick is back. And then you're like, okay, and let's say Rock of Ages closed after a year. You know what I mean? Next thing you know, you're like, man, I had two great gigs and now I've got nothing. So anyway.
You're calling Chuck Billy trying to get a gig with him.
It's interesting like to think that stuff through and where stuff can go right or where stuff can go wrong or but yeah, TSO having the longevity that it's had has made it the consistency of it has made it really the best decision I probably have ever made, man. I mean, it's like as far as, you know, being a musical professional, having that much into it, and I really genuinely enjoy it, man. It's like, it's great to get out and play arenas, especially twice a day, and have that opportunity with such incredible production. The crew is always top notch. I love the guys in the band. Like I said, the fan base, we're tight with them. There's not much not to like about it, man. It's a really great opportunity for any guitar player.
Yeah, I mean, if you get someone to keep the tux clean for you, it's not a bad big gig. You get to take out tons of gear. There really isn't much turnover in the band year to year. Is that a fair statement? I mean, it seems like, for those of us who've seen the show many times, you don't see too many new faces.
Yeah, that's a fair statement. There's a huge element of tradition with TSO. So I think people like the familiarity involved with that. And wouldn't necessarily want to show up and see a 50% turnover on some given year. And a lot of it, too, is that it's an extremely difficult tour logistically. There's a tremendous amount of shows in a very short amount of time. So, the same way with crew. If you plug one person, one cog in the machine doesn't know what they're doing on loadout, that can affect everything. So they really like having people that know what it is they're doing there. And what their role is and how to stay in your lane and get done what you need to get done without needing to be checked up on and things like that, you know? I just suppose it's common sense, but just having your head on straight and just doing everything like that you're supposed to do.
Yeah. But I imagine there's a lot of, you know, upside to the consistency of, I mean, if you don't mind doing, you know, that many shows in that short of a period. period of time, knowing that, you know, from October to you know, literally January 1, you know what you're going to be doing year after year after year is nice. But I look at this and think, you know, this can't be a fun tour to book, you know, to try to get the routing around the NHL, the NBA, the, you know, different things. It's got to be a challenge.
The management does an amazing job. And getting the word out there, too, just even with, you know, you and I speaking today, they do a really great job. We got great management and a great team, really top to bottom. You know, it started with Paul O'Neill, man, you know, the mad scientist coming up with this amazing idea and probably had a lot of people going, huh? Like, you think this is going to work? And it's, you know, what a rebel. You got to love him, man. He came up with this. It's like, this is going to be a Christmas tradition. And there was a lot of people going, well, dude, no, and that's not going to work. And Paul really, you know, I mean, this was his heart and soul, man. This is his baby, man. He put everything into it. And you just got to love that it worked out for him. Just because, you know, that to get into music and play rock, you have to be a little bit of a rebel to begin with. Because let's face it, all our parents want us to take some safe job. Nobody's going like, hey, you know, it'd be awesome if you decided to be a guitar player. I mean, that's like, you know, sounds like a recipe for disaster, right? So you got to be a little bit of a rebel to be in this world to begin with. So Paul was one of us, man, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. But he also had the sense to surround himself with the people to make that vision a reality. And that I think can't be understated. You're going to have the greatest idea in the world, but if you don't know how to get that, you know, to make it a reality and then keep it going to become a tradition, you know, this could have been very easily like a, you know, one tour around the U.S., do a theater, kind of fade away kind of thing, but
correct.
Keep at it and build that snowball.
He needed to trust the process, as I understand it. I'll put it as vanilla as possible, but for a few years before this really turned into what it is, you know?
Yeah.
So he really had to have faith that it was going to work out, and that it's incredible that he was able to pull it off. It's awesome. I mean, I get to reap the rewards here and be a part of this. So it's really cool, man. What, you know, like I said, there's not much not to like about it.
Exactly. All right. Well, December 20th, Pittsburgh, 2 shows, 2:30, 7:30, the signing line after the 7:30. I'm sure folks will want to check that. Wow, it's been, what, 5 years, 6 years since you guys have done that, so that'll be awesome. We look forward to seeing you, man, and all the best.
Awesome. Thanks, brother. Great to talk in.
All right, take care.
Make this Christmas unforgettable with Trans-Siberian Orchestra, live in concert, presenting the Ghosts of Christmas Eve, the best of TSO and more. A fusion of rock and classical with a heartwarming Christmas tale. Saturday, December 20th, 2 shows, PPG Paints Arena. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. A portion of the proceeds benefiting WQED Public Television.
All right, a very special thanks to Mr. Joel Hoekstra. Again, the Trans-Siberian Orchestra will be doing 2 shows at the PPG Paints Arena on Saturday, December 20th, a 2:30 and a 7:30 show. So this year, the gods of routing brought them here on a day where there is no Steeler game, which is a wonderful thing, unless the NFL gets crazy and starts flexing, but I don't think that's in the cards for a Saturday before a Christmas game, but you never know with the NFL. But always good for them that there is not a Steeler game staring down one of their shows. There is a limited number of $55 tickets, fees included, available. If you head over to IronCityRocks.com, we have a link to get you to the official ticket page. They caution you to be careful just going out and Googling Trans-Siberian Orchestra tickets, because Lord knows where it is you're going to be buying them from and how legit they are. This is an official link that goes directly to Live Nation and Ticketmaster, who are promoting the event. So make sure you get legitimate tickets. Makes a great gift if you've got relatives coming in for the holidays, doing that Eddie and Catherine thing, coming in a week before Christmas. You don't know what to do with them. It's a great afternoon out. I know my family has always enjoyed going to the show, maybe headed down to check out some of the cool holiday things going on in town. If you catch the matinee or if you like the evening show, you can get yourself some dinner and head over to the show. It's a, you know, for an arena size show to be able to attend for $55 is really magical. And if you've not seen the Trans-Siberian Orchestra and you're thinking, well, $55 I'm going to be in the nosebleeds, I won't be able to see anybody. You can't imagine the scale of the production of the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Aside from maybe a show that's in the round, no band makes an arena more personable. These guys literally run around the arena. The pyro, the lasers, the fireworks, just an amazing, amazing thing, and a great way to get in the holiday spirit. A can't miss show. These guys never miss. This year, again, The Ghost of Christmas Eve, which was a PBS special. If you're interested in that, a little more detail in the interview with Jeff Plate, because he was actually in that video. It's sort of a greatest hits of the first three Christmas trilogy albums that was put into a video format. That also starred Jewel and Michael Crawford. So if you get a chance on QED or whatever public broadcast network you get in wherever you're at in the world, it's a cool watch. You know, it's obviously extinct. It's very much like watching a late 80s, early 90s MTV video, but, you know, an hour long or however long that actually is. But still a cool watch, but I can assure you, nothing prepares you to what you actually see in the venue with the band. So even if you enjoy watching it on TV, it doesn't quite do the in-person justice. So highly, highly recommend. Head over to IronCityRocks.com. You go to the show notes for episode 564. We'll have links for all the ticketing information. Also, you can check out, as I mentioned, the Jeff Plate interview with episode 562 and a host of other interviews we've done over the years. If you're into hard rock, metal, alternative rock, you name it, we have a guest over the last, I don't even know how many years it's been at this point, 16, I believe. We've had a guest that's in your wheelhouse, somebody you love. So I invite you to check out the podcast page and go back through the histories for some really, really cool interviews if you're enjoying this episode. So, until next time, I want to thank you for listening. You can drop us an email, ironcityrocks@gmail.com. Love to hear what kind of stuff you're into. Turn us on to some bands that maybe we're missing out on. Let us know if you're tired of hearing of a band. We'd love to hear some feedback from you. And we are on all social medias as Iron City Rock. So until next time, thank you so much for listening, and enjoy.